You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The new Independent Cancer Control Agency has formally opened this week, delivering on the government's plan to improve cancer care in New Zealand. It's the illness of our times, and to match our times, your class determines how much care you'll get. While a privatised healthcare sector looms overseas, the New Zealand government seems to be taking steps to ensure cancer care is brought to rural areas, marginalised communities, and overall doesn't discriminate economically. Currently, 40 full-time staff for the Cancer Control Agency are being recruited by an advisory council made up of a diverse mix of leading clinicians and experts. I spoke to David Clark, Minister of Health, about the Cancer Control Agency.
Well, the Cancer Control Agency is an agency dedicated to improving cancer care in New Zealand. They will be overseeing the implementation of the Cancer Action Plan, which has been publicly consulted on. And that has four high-level outcomes that we're trying to achieve. One is that New Zealanders have a system that delivers consistent and modern cancer care. One is that they experience equitable cancer outcomes. Another is that they have fewer cancers. And the final one of the four high-level goals is that we have better cancer survival in New Zealand.
So why has the current government prioritised this issue?
Well, cancer unfortunately claims more lives in New Zealand than any other disease. And so it is an area where we need to make progress. Amongst comparable countries, we're about the middle of the pack, but we all accept that cancer care could be improved. One of the big opportunities is to deliver a consistent modern level of care across the country, because there are disparities between regions. These are challenges that we've inherited as a new government and are determined to tackle.
So could you elaborate on what is meant by postcode lottery for cancer care?
Well, that's where we see those disparities across the country. It is true that there have been historically different outcomes and levels of care across the country. So it's really important that no matter where you are, no matter who you are, you have access to a high quality, consistent level of modern care for your cancer journey. And so that means, we've got to target equity too, make sure that Māori and Pacific people experience just as good outcomes as everybody else. That if you live in rural areas, you have access to high quality care too. That's what we're trying to achieve with a cancer agency that will develop cancer standards and that will monitor the sector to make sure that care is being delivered appropriately and that people are given support where they are struggling to provide that care in different regions about the country.
So does the Labor government essentially hope to move away from the privatisation of the healthcare sector?
As Health Minister, I'm absolutely determined to strengthen the public health system. There's no doubt about that. What we know from around the world is where there is a very strong public health system, population health outcomes overall are improved. The counterpoint to that is systems that have a high degree of private sector provision, like the United States, where they spend more than three times as much and get about the same outcomes as us. We know that public delivery of health services is incredibly important to a high quality system.
So what's the end goal of the Cancer Control Agency in New Zealand?
Well, the goal of the agency is to make sure that we improve cancer care and control. A number of things the government's already done will contribute towards that. The Cancer Action Plan itself, which coordinates across the sector and facilitates the sharing of best practices, important to that. We've invested in 12 new linear accelerator machines for radiation treatment. That'll mean that we have machines in the Hawke's Bay, Taranaki and Northland for the first time ever, so that people can actually access the treatment that they need rather than having to forego it to meet family commitments in their own communities. And we've also funded PharmacMore, and we know that they've already announced five new cancer drugs as a consequence. So, it's all part of a bigger plan. We want a cancer agency that monitors the sector, that supports people to deliver better cancer care so that we can improve cancer care for all New Zealanders.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.